Hey guys, it's Brandon Tyson, and in this recording, I'm going to give you the... This is going to be part two of washing my clothes. You'll remember in part one I showed you how the washing machine works here at the training center. I've uploaded that part to any audio network. I apologize for the lower volume on that recording. Still figuring out the Zoom here, but hopefully that won't be the case with this one. In this recording, I'm going to show you how the dryer works at the training center here. So it's been a while since I put those clothes in the washer, so hopefully they will be done. So at this point, what I'm going to do is I'm going to slip the Zoom into my pocket again, just like last time, and I apologize if it sounds kind of bad. Again, I don't have the windscreen, but I wanted to do this for you, though, with the Zoom, because it'll sound the best that way. And it'd be hard to do it with a tablet. So what I need for this part is I'm going to grab the clothes cart that I used to put my clothes into, and I have it here in my room. I'm going to find it here. It's right by the door. So I'm going to bring it over here, grab my cane, and I'm going to again use the downstairs washing machine, because if you heard in part one, I said that the change machine in the washer up here, the change part of it is broken right now. So grab the cart here, and let's try grabbing it the other way. I'm still getting used to this cart. It's kind of hard to maneuver it sometimes. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to close this door, and I'm going to start heading toward the elevator. The button opened the door, and it was instant this time. Here we go. Perfect. Now I'm going to wait for the door to close. And I pushed the button for the first floor. So we should be heading down there right now. Hopefully my clothes are done so I can just start drying them. So this part will be a lot shorter. I already have the money. If you remember from the last recording, I had the $1.50 already. Machine open, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and load the clothes into this. I think I'll probably end up using this basket again, actually, because that works really well. I didn't actually do that the last time that I've done my laundry. I usually just carried it over to the dryer, but I was thinking about it, and it makes the most sense to use the basket, because that's what it's for. Now, with the washing machine upstairs, it's easier to just load it directly from the washer into the dryer without using the basket because they're closer together. But if you notice, there's one washing machine, there's the second one, and then the dryer is beyond the second one. And so, I could have used the second one. Basket is, it just makes it easier anyways. So almost have everything out of this washer. I'm just running my hand around it to check that, and now I'm going to close the top. Perfect. Next, I'm going to bring the basket over to the dryer so it's past the do first is, yes, and I majorly need to do this time. This is the one part about dryers that I do not like. And it's the lint trap. And I have to clean it. And I do not like that part at all. So I'm scraping the lint stuff into the trash. This is so gross. This is so gross. Oh, I don't like this part at all. Ugh. Especially when it's a public training center. It's a little ooh. But I finished. Doesn't quite look like it is. In there, right? Whoa. Well, I think I got it. Shoot, I was hoping to put my clothes in there first, but thank you. here is new. I think. Wow. Somebody left some quarters. I don't know if someone was intending to use this or what. But what I will do is set these coins on top of the washing machine. And that other cool sound effect. Anyways, here we go. 2 quarters. This works is after I load the clothes in here, which I'm doing now. I'm just gonna take them out of the basket and put them in the dryer. Even though I could have used the dryer upstairs, probably it just made more sense that I started this down here, so I better continue it down here in this laundry room. So, I'm gonna put some more stuff in here. Boy, it's so much easier when using this basket. Like I have all the clothes loaded, so at this point I'm going to close this dryer door. Perfect. Now I'm going to grab the 2 quarters that I got before, and much like the dryer, or much like the washer rather, there are the slots. They work the same way as much, except that the dryer does not start when you push the thing back, so I'm just putting these in, and like the washer, the coin will sort of catch but not fall in place. So what I'm going to do now, before I push this back, there is M, H, and L labeled in Braille. Spring back. So I didn't have to push that back. It automatically sprung back. And I heard it fall into place. I heard it drop the coins down and then the thing pushed back. Now there's a button up on the top panel just below the light. And I'm going to push that and hold it for about maybe a half a second. That is the start button. I'm going to do that right now. There we go. Shoot, and I missed a sock. Darn it, I should have checked that. What I'll do is, whether I should just throw it in later, or what I should have checked. that before I started the dryer, but what I'll do right now is I'm gonna I don't know if there's a way to stop this or not, so basket back to my room. Actually, I'm gonna leave the I'm gonna have the basket in my room so that I can come back and check on this in a little bit. This part takes a bit longer. Thank you. hope you have enjoyed. Have a great day. Thanks again.